Hi, I'm Josephine from Songs by Josephine. I wanted to share with you about a recent experience I had and the message that the Lord just reinforced me about Him being the great potter and we the clay. And the potter has good plans for us, it says in Jeremiah, plans to prosper us and not to harm. That prosperity isn't, you know, the prosperity of the world, how the world views it, but the prosperity of inheriting a transformed life and body at the end that resembles Jesus Christ. Like, we're being transformed into the image of Jesus, the perfect Son. It's an amazing craftsmanship by God. That's what the gospel's all about. And recently, I was praying with my husband, and I had been doing a lot of work in the pottery and thinking about design and things like that. And I was praying with him, and I saw a vision of a flower. And I try to take notice of the things that the Lord brings to me in prayer with my husband or by myself, but I always test it to make sure that it's just not my own thoughts, or, you know, I always make sure that it, whatever I'm given, is in accordance with the Lord's word and who He is. And I took note of this flower because I had been doing a lot of decorating, and I thought it was just the Lord giving me inspiration, or, you know, encouragement. He is the great artist. So I drew the flower, and then I just felt led to carve a sprig. A sprig is a lump of clay that's left a little bit harder, and you can carve it and make impressions into the clay with that sprig, so you'll get the design. And I thought, well, this will be nice. And as I was carving it, I remember the Lord telling me how deep to carve the petals so that it would look a certain way. So then my husband and I, we went and had a lovely time together. We went on we like to go on prayer retreats together and just get away from the busyness of things and really just seek the Lord together. It's a refreshment time for us. So we went up into the mountains of Colorado, and we were so blessed with having a fantastic snowstorm, and it was just a beautiful few days. But when I was in this cabin house, I felt the Lord wanted me to look at the designs and decorations around the house, and I kind of hesitated. And I had brought my sketchbook that I use for my pottery to help me with just designs. When I think about a design, I'll draw it down. And I brought it, and I thought, okay, all right. So I started going around the house, and to my delight, I found this flower that I had seen the vision of. It was carved into a wood frame of a mirror. And I just thought, wow, Lord, he's always leading. And in his leading, it's for encouragement, because it's difficult to keep pressing on in this world and to let go of our identity that's the same as the world's, and embrace the identity of the perfect Son, the Son that came to redeem us back. And this flower was found around a mirror trim. And I just thought, wow, Lord, you're molding us into the image of your Son. This is what the gospel represents: redemption, taken out of darkness and being transformed by your Spirit in me to represent the image of your perfect, pleasing Son. And I'm just so excited, because I know I spent a lot of my life wanting to be perfect. I'd be disappointed at my failures. I still am. I still feel like, oh, I wish I could sing better. I wish I could write better songs, record. You know, I know there are better artists out there, but that's not the point. God's made me to be who I am with the amount of gifts He's given me. But what really matters isn't what I do, it's how I do it. It's my attitude. It's my personality, who I am, my soul now being crafted into the image of His Son, which is love and goodness and perfection. And it's only a work by the Lord. And it's a journey, a friendship, a partnership, a union with Christ, of which I'm a part, of a bigger body, a bigger temple in which the Lord's Spirit dwells. And I was so encouraged by that, that I'm being led by the Lord. And my little clay sprig and finding that mirror frame just encouraged me. It's like Ebenezer stone. When God does something and you have this little remembrance, yes, you are my good shepherd. Yes, you are leading me, even when things are tough. And things are tough for me at the moment. I have a lot of things I'm doing and there's a lot of pressures. But we are all coming to the full knowledge of God's Son. And eventually our bodies will also be transformed. And it's this what we are eagerly waiting for when Christ will return from heaven. And he will, our bodies, our lowly bodies that are perishing and dying and getting older, and I certainly know that being in my 50s now, that, but I'm not going to die. And even if my body dies, God is going to raise it from the dead as a glorified body, and it's going to be the same as the risen Savior's. God is faithful. He's powerful. I mean, just look how he led me with a simple vision, and I drew it. And he led me, he moved inside of me to carve it. And that's what it says in Philippians, that it's God who works in us to know what he wants us to do and then do it. Isn't that encouraging? I mean, we really do have a friendship with God and he really is doing a powerful work in us. And that's what the pottery shed is about, his faithfulness and us yielding to that work. And that's something the Israelites didn't embrace. You know, there's a message in Jeremiah about the potter and the potter shed, and the pot was marred and it was broken down and made into another vessel. Do you really want to be God's second choice? I don't. I don't want to get second place. I want first. That's what Paul says. That's run the race to win. And so just like the Lord gave me the vision and led me to draw, carve, and then find that carved flower on the frame where my reflection is no longer sinful and lost and damaged. Josephine, who was once tricked and abused and deceived and crying out for life, has found life. And it's in God's Son, Jesus Christ. That is eternal life and his Spirit in us. And this redeeming, transforming work in us. I'm God's precious daughter and child. In his glory and love, I stand. And, you know, we can have confidence in that. When we believe and we lay our lives down, it says, for love for others, like Jesus laid down for us, we're abiding in God. God is love, and his perfect love casts out fear. We have confidence in this world where there is so much to fear. So I want to encourage you today. Listen to God's mighty hand. Listen to his Son. Make sure what you hear is the same as what he has put in his word, which is everlasting and will endure. Don't be deceived. Have a clear, sober mind. But know God is leading. He speaks. He said that his sheep would hear his voice and would respond. A clay responds to the hands. The clay, let me carve away and put this beautiful image of a flower in it, which I'm going to then make a mold and it's going to stick on pots. And God's carving away at us, our old, telling us, put that off. This is who you are. This is who I've made you to be. This is who my power, my redeeming power that rose Jesus from the dead, the power that kept the Son from sinning. He was a sinless lamb. It's just amazing and powerful. Oh, revelation, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the mystery of God, that he would do this, that Christ would be in us and we would be his redeemed precious children. So I hope this has really encouraged you today. Probably one of my longest messages I've done in the pottery shed, but I'm just so excited to share it. I've really felt like the Lord wanted me to share it. I mean, these are my precious jewels, you know, like these are something personal to me that God did. And you know, I risk the mockery of man by sharing it, but I want to overlook that. As like Jesus, he overlooked the shame of dying naked on a cross because he knew what it would bring. It would bring salvation to us. And so I'm hoping that I'll look past what people might say about this silly message, but I'm hoping that it's going to encourage someone to walk firmer and closer with their Lord and read the word more and get to know him and really believe him as a good shepherd leading his sheep where they'll find pastures and be led by still waters. So if you don't already know it, I've released Psalm 23. You could go there and hopefully the song might minister to you too. But God bless you all. Jesus Christ, amen.